Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hello, everybody. We welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio. And today we are welcoming back Heath Walters of the Walters Institute, which is in the Palm Beach area. Palm Beach. In Tampa area, Florida. I'll get it. In any event, Heath was a guest with us last week. He's a fascinating gentleman. He is the founder of the Walters Institute, which is a group of professional, highly sought-after tax planners. And they help those tax planners take them to a whole new level of financial services. And there's some interesting facts you may not realize. Every day, 1,700 new millionaires are minted here in the United States. I find that really fascinating. I had no idea that many people were becoming millionaires so quick. We got to catch up to those guys, folks. Many of those folks, anyway, have tax mitigation services as a top investment priority. And what the Walters Institute does is give the tax planners the tools and support so they can speak the language of tax strategy that attracts high net worth clients. That's basically the kind of subject we're going to be talking about today. I think you're going to find this pretty fascinating. You know, tax season is not that far away, folks. We're right around the corner from the start of the new year, and everybody should begin to plan their taxes as soon as they can, because April, as I say, is not far away. Anyway, let's bring Heath Walters back on with us. He was here last week. We talked about a lot of things. Heath, welcome back. Nice to have you with us. How are you today?
Welcome, Doug. Doing fantastic in this wonderful holiday season.
Did you have a nice Christmas?
Looking forward to today.
We hope so.
Oh, we had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Christmas.
Well, you were in Florida, too. You ducked out of a lot of the problems that many people across the country are having. I mean, it's been a ferocious winter so far, but I gather not so bad in Florida. Am I right?
Well, I've never seen anything like it, because we were in the mid-20s and we had to winterize, and that just doesn't happen in Tampa. It just doesn't.
Yeah,
it's not cold. So I think the rest of the country, we just didn't get snow. But
Good for you. All right. Well, congratulations. Well, listen, let's get back into the subject of what you founded the Walters Institute. I know you began as a CPA, right? Let me ask you a little bit about your career to begin with. What attracted you to the field of, you know, tax planning and being a CPA? There's a lot to it. Is this something that you knew early on that you wanted to get into?
You know, it's the irony to this is when I was in college, I shifted from being a math teacher to accounting, and I didn't think that I would enjoy it, but I was so fascinated by the learning because it's such a challenging and difficult field. I really enjoyed it. But when I got into the field, worked with audit with one of the big five at that time, and
right.
I just didn't enjoy the work. The work was just not fulfilling, and I ended up shifting into retail for a while. But when I came out of retail and began working on my own, I really enjoyed the financial side of things, the investment side, financial planning. And with it brought the unique skill set of being a CPA, understanding how tax works and behind the scenes. And, you know, I morphed into a tax planner over the years. And what I've come to see is that tax planning is actually a lot like financial planning. Most people don't think of it that way. But when you start dealing with clientele that have big tax problems, a lot of the strategies that we use are intertwined with investments. And that's where I spend so much time training my CPAs that I bring in. It's just how the investment world intertwines with the tax world. And thus the Walters Institute has come about, because now we work with the financial advisors to help implement the investments. And we bring in the tax mitigation side and the tax understanding, so that we can intermingle the two skill sets simultaneously for the benefit of clients.
I mean, I must say, it sounds like it's a service that is so sorely needed. The typical CPA probably does not have enough knowledge to do what you're doing at this point. Would I be right about that or wrong? Or they just need help in being able to handle this area?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the knowledge. I think it's more of the experience.
Right.
Just because typically CPAs are doing compliance, they're filing things to the IRS, payroll reports or bookkeeping or whatever. So it's really hard to be able to devote your education and your time into learning a whole nother field. It's just very, very, very difficult to do. And thankfully I started off more on the investment side so I could add the tax side into it. But yeah, I do find that most CPAs that I encounter, they can do some tax planning, there's no question, but they're typically just not familiar with the investments. So even though they might understand the strategy, they don't know how to help a person implement because they don't understand the pros and cons and risks of the investment space. And they just don't know who to turn to and who to trust. That's,
you know, it's an interesting term you use when you say tax planning. Most people, now I'm not talking about those who are newly minted millionaires, most people, when they think of accounting and taxing, they think they're going to their account to do my tax preparation. It's not tax planning. But tax planning is a whole new area that is really very important, especially for people who are reaching the realm of high net worth individuals. And even they are not always savvy about tax planning. It's kind of a new area that I've just become aware of. And it's very important, isn't it? And explain what tax planning is. How do you explain it?
I think that your intuition on that is very accurate. And what I've seen is over the last about 20 years, maybe 30, that tax planning has actually become a thing when you can look at more people doing it. For example, there's a company where I learned a lot about the space called Certified Tax Coach, founded in San Diego, California, and her name is Dominique Molina. She founded that company back, I believe, in around 2008, 2009, and now has got well over 1,000 CPAs inside of that group for educating on tax planning. And there just aren't many companies out there across America that have the skill set and are willing to train other people how to do it. I got involved in that relatively early, so I've been blessed to have some very good early thinkers. But in the industry itself, it's just not been around for a long time for middle-class America. You definitely find this for your Fortune 100 companies, Fortune 500 companies, and your Big Four. But to find this for the average American is very, very, very difficult to just find someone who really understands it. So, it's a very new field, very new field. Kind of the difference between tax planning and tax preparation would be in tax preparation, what happens with that is you take records. So, for example, most business owners or individuals will take all of their 2022 records into their CPAs, January, February, March.
All right.
The CPAs will take that information, or other accountants, it doesn't have to be a CPA, and then they take that, they fill out all the forms, and they submit it up to the IRS. And that's what they do kind of year in, year out. At the very end of the year, they'll do a little bit of projections and estimates, generally speaking. What we as tax planners do is, one, we don't do any of the filing to the IRS. We leave that for people that do that every day. Our job is to go all the way through 2022 and identify areas of opportunity for clients that are going to lower the taxable income that is handed into their accountant in January, February, or March, and we do that from January through December of the year. Typically, when we get into 2023, there's not a lot of strategies that we can do that retroactively help people back in 2022. There's some things, but it's not, that's not where our time is spent. It's all very proactive during the year.
And do you find that accurate tax planning helps clients save, a fairly decent amount of money from their taxes?
So we've been averaging around 48% reduction in tax, all legal, so I don't want people to hear this and think we're doing things that are shady.
Right.
But, right, so that's a significant amount.
No
and
kidding.
We've seen...
48%. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, and also remember, this doesn't apply to just your average W-2 earner either, because there's not a lot of strategies that are available to your typical W-2 workers. This is usually going to be focused towards business owners, big or small, and high net worth individuals with large capital gain events, large capital transactions. So those are the spaces where this generally applies. But it's very significant when you understand how to be able to balance your income with the legal deductions and deferral methods. There's just all sorts of things that can be done legally, and that's our job, is to help clients be able to figure out which strategy or group of strategies make the most sense for them and be able to fit within their investment tolerance, their risk tolerance, I mean, all these pieces of their financial picture.
Wow. By the way, at the outset, on your website, you have a really great website. It's pretty thorough. But you point out that every day, 1,700 new millionaires are minted here in the U.S. I mean, is that true, really? Or it could be more,
yeah.
I guess. No?
It can be more. Yeah, in 2020, there were actually more. I forgot how many it was in 2020, but it was like 2,500 or something in 2020. We got that stat from kind of averaging things out over the last 10 or 15 years. But, yeah, that's a lot. I was surprised myself, too. Our marketing team found that. And I think what was interesting to me was, one, just realizing how many people become a millionaire every single day in America. And as I entered into the space, one of the pitfalls that I noticed, particularly for financial advisors, is attracting high net worth individuals. There's just so much more you can do. It's a more fascinating arena. And the way that I had looked at it previous to seeing that stat was, hey, we're going in and trying to attract all of these clients and these prospects, but all of them have a financial team around them. Once we saw, hey, 1,700 a day in America, like, oh, wow, this is amazing. There's actually a huge market for people to work with clients that are millionaires that don't have a lot of these skill sets on their team every single day. So
you opened up a whole, yeah, I mean, wow. So let's talk about how you actually help clients. I mean, you're, as you point out, you work with CPAs to help them learn, I guess, the way to properly plan taxes for high net worth individuals. How do you work with them? You're based in Tampa. I understand you work with clients all over the country. It doesn't matter where they are. You have the team that works with them. Tell me a little bit about how you approach things with a new client. What happens?
Got it. So typically our clients, not the CPA, we bring CPAs in ourselves and train in-house. So our client is usually a financial advisor. And it's very different. It's a very different way of looking at things for the reason why our business has evolved the way that it has. But what I saw in my career of the financial advisory space is that clients are really looking for tax planning and advice, and they find it hard to be able to get from their tax preparation team. Understandably, they're two totally different things.
Right.
Well, as I had and still do work with CPAs for sure. But what I saw with that is that CPAs are very good in the technical space. They're not necessarily the best marketers. Financial advisors, on the other hand, are amazing at being able to attract people and tell the story. CPAs are not as good at telling the story. So what we decided was if we would focus our efforts on working with financial advisors, we could spread our word out. We could get it to more people. We could help more people and bring more value across those groups that we work with. And we could just reach more people because advisors are better marketers. Nothing to do with the technical skill set. It's all about how do we reach the clientele, the end user. And that's why we focus that way, utilizing tax mitigation as a marketing service for advisors does a great job of attracting clients. There's 1,700 a day that have this problem.
You're kind of like a coach for financial advisors, in a way. Sounds like it. I mean, we talk to a lot of coaches out there who help, you know, individuals in all aspects of their life. You're here to help financial advisors open up a new, really, stream of income for them. And how do you do it? What's the secret that you not secret, but the method, or the process, I guess, of how you work with a financial advisor? Talk about that a little bit.
So as a person comes into our system, we begin in a 6-week training program. Actually, we do live. We have a lot of pre-recorded things, and we focus and harness in on the most impactful tax strategies that the high net worth clients are looking for. And we ensure in that 6-week time period, which to this day amazes me we can do it that quick, but it's been very successful, teaching them how these strategies work and the introductions into the investment side. How do these investments work in this space? How does the tax work? Why are these things legal? Why do people not understand them? At the end of that 6-week period, the advisors now have the ability to speak very similar to how I can speak. We don't expect them to go in and know all the ins and outs of all of the tax code, because that doesn't happen in 6 weeks, but to understand it well enough to be able to present this to clients and to prospects. And what we've seen is that once an advisor adds tax planning strategies into their marketing messages, they're attracting bigger, wealthier, more sophisticated clients very, very, very quickly. So our job after that initial kind of time period is to continue bringing new strategies and new things to the advisor to help, you know, grow their marketing programs. But as well, when they bring clients in, and the clients have a big tax problem, they need the expertise, the credibility, the CPA behind them that can help a client and then their professionals, their CPAs and their attorneys, understand how and why a particular set of strategies would work. Why is it legal? And even to the point of helping that CPA file some of their tax forms if they don't have the skill set to do that.
Are we talking about primarily individuals that you work with? I mean the tax planners. No, I don't mean in that respect. I'm talking about the clients that these people attract. Are they companies that they work a lot with, or are they primarily individuals? I guess when we talk about tax planners, we don't think about companies. I'm thinking about big companies, you know, General Motors or you know, some other companies like that. That's a whole different area and much more complex. And you would assume a company would have a lot of tax people work for them, but this opens them up to getting clients that are in the category of actual companies who could have several hundred employees or more. Is that right?
Most of our the clientele, the end user that are coming through, they're operating businesses, or they've bought and sold businesses in the past, or they continue to buy and sell businesses. Those are usually the clientele that the tax planners are directly working with. But the skill set that we bring, even as simple as being able to implement I'm going to hit pause.
Yeah, got a frog, and that happens.
Oh, got a frog.
Always happens on the radio. Yeah, of all times, you got a frog right, while I'm on the radio. Can't do that.
Yeah, got to stay nimble. So thank goodness for mute.
exactly.
Oh, can you repeat the question? I totally got sidetracked from the frog.
Oh, we're talking about businesses. Whether these tax planners or financial planners are working primarily with businesses, or is it individuals? And really, what it comes down to, it could be both, and often primarily is right. They may not be giant businesses, but I mean they're mom and pop businesses. Or, people who purchased businesses that could have 25 or 50 employees, something of that nature. And they need this service as well. Otherwise, they end up paying more in taxes. I've heard it said that almost everybody overpays on their taxes, and certainly that would apply to people in the high net worth category, wouldn't it? And I'm sure it does.
Right? Yes. Yeah, it does. And, we see that those groups have a lot more options from a tax planning perspective. There's just a lot more tools that the government gives us to be able to utilize in that space. But the other side of what we do when it comes to the investing side, and remember, we focus a lot on the investments, is I find it very interesting that when I'm working with financial planners for in the onset, how difficult it is for them to be able to look at a tax return and identify how investments, which investments they pick and choose, which tax buckets they actually hit. And this isn't for all financial planners, but for a lot of them, I would think it would be probably well north of 50%. When they're picking out their investments, they don't understand the direct impact it has on taxes. Like just for example, the difference between qualified or ordinary dividends. Something as simple as that can be a very expensive goal for a client, where an advisor can still get the exact same diversification by moving some of their investment vehicles between their qualified and non-qualified accounts. So, this applies to everybody. I just don't think that the world has done a good enough job bringing the CPA skill set into the investment space. I think they've been too isolated.
So, Winnie, one of the big things you focus on is education, obviously, to teach these financial advisors. As you point out on the website, you teach them to identify tax-saving opportunities and communicate them in a way that builds credibility with these high-net-worth prospects to get them business. And then you work with them to craft holistic tax plans, and you support them in presenting these to your clients or their clients and prospects. I mean, that's a... That's quite a valuable service that you're providing, a very important service, right? That's their backup, what it is.
Yes, exactly. It's kind of the adage of the three-legged stool. We show you how to do it, you take it and use it to increase your marketing, and then we give you the credentialed support behind the scenes. And I've just seen that when I look at the investment space, for your independent financial advisors, which it's really hard for them to find the people that have the skill set and be able to create relationships that are consistent, they're mutually beneficial for the client, for both professionals, and I just don't see those things connecting very well. And, if you're at a big wirehouse, you can find more resources like this. They're on, you've got CPAs and attorneys that work for Merrill Lynch. But for your independent people, they don't have these resources. So we decided, hey, why don't we go get it out there so that they can have access to the resources. And the more resources they have, the more people that we're going to help, more money we're going to save. It's a great
So you help them in there. Not only gaining the knowledge, but in their marketing programs, you help teach them how to market. And one other question was, do you help them actually sell their strategies to clients? Would you join in a call with them, with their prospects, to help them sell strategies? Would that be something you would do?
Absolutely. We've found that by getting onto calls with clients, that it's also unique in that we're completely objective in this. We don't get compensated if a client decides to do a strategy or not. It has zero implication on our business. So our incentive is to help teach the client, here's things that are available that you may or may not have heard before, here's how they work, and here's the risks. As clients start to understand strategies, they're like, hey, I like strategy A, or I like strategy B, or I like A, B, and D. We're there to be able to recraft their strategies, make everything come back together and work specifically for them. So it's not about selling anything. It's not. It's all about showing people the opportunities and allowing them to apply whether that opportunity makes sense in their financial world. And if it does, fantastic. If it doesn't, that is also okay. It's okay to pay the taxes because there's pros and cons to everything we do. And right. We're just there to help them weigh in what's the best for them.
Let me ask you a quick question about software. There are always companies advertising tax software that can help clients and teach people about taxes. But I understand you say it's not advisable for people to use software for financial planning. Why not?
Not from a financial planning perspective. From a tax planning perspective, I've found it difficult to utilize software personally. Financial planning software, I think, actually really needs it for sure. But tax planning, the reason why I say that is we've looked at a lot of tax planning software, and tax planning is relatively new. You know, it's only been around for maybe 20 years, which is a short period of time for, you know, 100-plus-year-old industry. So when you look at that and you look at how complicated it is, I mean, the tax code is, whatever, a billion words or something. I mean, it's huge. In this short a period of time, I haven't seen artificial intelligence be able to catch up fast enough because they haven't seen enough tax plans for it to start doing the planning itself. And I do believe that tax software that's out there today, tax planning software specifically, has the ability to help identify ways to go, but I do not see that it has the skill set yet to identify a client's risk tolerance, their liquidity needs, and then tie that into a tax strategy. I just haven't seen that capable yet. So we've had to develop our CPA brains to bring those two together. And we do subscribe to Salesforce and artificial intelligence within that. And we are starting to track how we're doing that, but I think we're a long ways out before tax planning software will catch up with the human brain. It's just going to need to watch us.
And you know, I would point out, with all these supposed, how many thousands of new IRS agents that are supposed to be coming online before too terribly long, it's more important mm-hmm. than ever for the service you provide to financial advisors. It's become critical for them, isn't it?
That's such a good point. The audit rates in America plummeted. Just plummeted. And that's getting ready to change. You're going to start with giving people back. So you don't want to put yourself in a position, not that you're worried, that I'm not worried about getting audited, a lot of clients are. But if you do get audited, you don't want to put yourself in a position where you pick out something that's not legal. You don't do it correctly. Because it gets really expensive. There's just all sorts of fines and penalties.
So I think
in the coming years, you know, be ready, because I think we're going to end up quadrupling audit rates again back to where they were.
I understand that totally. That's such a great point. Listen, you know, Heath, this has been great. We've been talking with Heath Walters. He's the founder of the Walters Institute in the Tampa, Florida area. It's a great website. It's thewaltersinstitute.org. If you're, you know, a financial planner and you're interested in their services, that's where you go, the Walters, and it is with the thewaltersinstitute.org. And you'll find out how to get in direct contact with Heath and his organization, and also exactly what all they do. They do a lot, so it could be a big help to you. Heath, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today. It's an amazing subject that you're into, and I gather you really enjoy what you're doing, right?
No question. I love what I do. Yeah, work is vacation.
Good for you. All righty. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year to you, okay? It's been nice having you here.
Broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That we do, folks. I'm Doug Llewellyn. I'll see you next time. Till then, take care. Bye-bye. And by the way, Happy New Year.